Governor Hochul is a total joke, a blatant joke. And she shows up, which y'all can see this picture right here. I'm going to show this. I'm going to share the video with you in just a second here. But she shows up to the wake and she's basically turned away. Rightfully so. She should have been turned away. And all right, so give me one second here to make sure that we are live. I see that we're live on X, right? Should be live on X. It looked like it went live on X. And every time I think I got this right, it seemed like we end up with another issue. Yeah, that's what you should see on there right now. Yes, it has. Yeah, it just showed the screenshot, right? Like if you turn your volume up, you'll probably hear me talking. Right? Did you touch on it? You touch the link on it? Is there a link above it on there or no? There's nothing on there? Okay. It should be gone. Let me see. Let's see. Yeah, I don't see it. It's not even showing up on the. Okay, it is there on Rumble. Okay, so now we should have this going. Man, you know, the going live to X shouldn't have these issues like this. But it does. Oh my goodness, what is going on? Okay. All right. What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. It is Good Friday. Happy Easter to all of you. Thank you so much for tuning in. All right, we're going to get into some of this. So I want to talk about Governor Hochul, and she showed up to the wake for the fallen police officer. And to my understanding, they sent out a memo to all of them telling them not to show up, telling her, Letitia James, Alvin Braggs, Mayor Adams, Governor Hochul, not to show up. And I'm pretty sure this was extended to the other Democrats in New York City. And I'm just kind of curious, has this ever happened before? You know, there was I forget who it was. Was it Cuomo? Governor Cuomo? Remember when he was in, when Governor Cuomo, I think it was Governor Cuomo when he was in office, that the police officers turned their backs on him. Do you remember that? Was it?
Did they?
I think it, if I'm not mistaken, because they were all outside and they all turned their backs on him. And I think this was with Cuomo when Cuomo was governor. Maybe someone in the chat remembers it too.
Oh, yeah. It says NYPD officers again turned backs on their mayor at a police.
Was it the mayor or was it the governor?
Well, this one says
I mayor. Guess it could have been the mayor.
Oh, yeah. Hundreds turned their back on de Blasio. Yep, that was in 2014.
Oh, de Blasio. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because Cuomo was the mayor.
Yeah. So, yeah, de Blasio was the governor. Yeah, both
of them. So they did turn their backs on him. So
they still haven't learned.
If it was bad then.
Right.
And the police officers were turning their backs on him then, why did they continue to vote for him? Did they think the next Democrat coming into position would be any better?
I mean, that's why I think they keep hoping. Because it's like
it that. What's the definition of doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, expecting different results?
Insanity. And I was thinking the exact same thing as we were talking about this. Exact same thing. Insanity.
Yeah. I mean, why continue doing the same thing?
I don't know. It's like they're, because they've done such a good job of making it seem like it's going to be worse under a Republican that they just won't do it.
They refuse to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I've heard some people will, and maybe you've heard it too. Sometimes they go, I know this insanity, right? Like they already know what to expect from this insanity. They don't want to get to know a different kind of insanity. I don't know.
It's just, it's the same thing with this case.
Yeah.
You know, President Trump showed up and he showed up to show his respect, but they didn't kick him out. They welcomed President Trump with open arms. They said, Mr. President, I mean, come on in. And even the family, President Trump, he embraced the family embraced him. And it was the opposite of what Hochul received. Now, let me share this with you first. This was them talking about it, about what the experience was with President Trump showing up in New York. This is really amazing. And I'm telling you, I bet you a lot of people have been brought to tears over this. President Trump. And he wasn't there showboating. President Trump wasn't there trying to gloat. President Trump wasn't there saying, I told you so. It was just the opposite of all of that. President Trump showed up to embrace the people that were hurting. At the same time, while President Trump is there, which you are all aware of right now, is that Joe Biden, Obama, and Bill Clinton, they were all taking money, right? It was a give and take. President Trump was giving and the Democrats were taking. Let me share some of this with you.
Order Google to hand over the names, addresses, telephone numbers.
Oh, sorry. I apologize. That's not the one I want to get to first. Where is it at? Here it is. Sorry.
There today inside the funeral home when the President Trump was there. Can you tell us what it was like inside?
Well, I have to tell you that President Trump was a source of comfort to the family. He spent over 10 minutes with Stephanie, the widow, in private. And then he went out into the main hall where the casket was laid and where police officer Dillon's body was laid. And he and Stephanie prayed together. They talked about what a great guy Jonathan was. And then President Trump went to each member of the family and offered his condolences. And the family asked him to sign a mass card. He sat down, signed the mass card, and then he got up. And then police officer Diller's grandmother asked the president for a hug. And he embraced her and held her very tightly. And as he left that area with over 200 of friends and families of police officer Diller, with their little boy, Ryan, with police officer Diller's mother, Fran, with his brother and sister and son-in-law, they did something I've never seen before, Janine, at a wake. They gave him a rousing ovation. They clapped their hands and showed their gratitude for President Trump's kindness and for his compassion. It was a very, very beautiful and warm moment. It's one that I will never forget. And I think it was very comforting for the family.
Very comforting for the family. And you see, look at this. President Trump, y'all can see right there, President Trump was walking up and talked about this yesterday. And the police officers were, they were happy to see President Trump. And I wish they would have just listened to President Trump. I wish New York would have listened to President Trump 4 years ago. I wish they would have just listened. I wish all the people that are complaining and hurting today would have listened. But I've said this before, that President Trump had to be removed out of the way so people can actually see how bad the Democrats really are. I think that's the, you know what? And as a result of President Trump no longer being in the White House right now, countless, I mean, so many people are now figuring it out. They had to remove President Trump out the way. And I've told this story so many times. When President Trump was in office, America was great. People were working. Now you had the left constantly complaining. We didn't have all the crime that we're seeing here, the lawlessness. Of course, there's always been crime, always will be crime. But we didn't have the level of crimes that we're having today. It would just be real. It was not happening like this. Not at this level. And not at the point where you have the Democrats all helping the criminals. This is the same city where illegals beat up police officers on camera. They arrest the illegals, then they release them. And then Alvin Bragg says there's no charges. It was just a misunderstanding. A misunderstanding. They actually assaulted police officers. Well, let's just say they were not police officers. So if you're going to assault police officers and they get off scot-free, what do you think is going to happen to an innocent woman walking down the street? Nothing. The criminals get to get away with everything. So I might come back to this video, but let me.
Yeah, because you know what, Will, when Judge Jeanine Pirro comes back on, she actually gets choked up.
She does.
Because she hears.
Okay, well, let's go to that then. We'll go to that first, and then I'll go back to this other video that I want to share with you.
That is very touching. I'll go to you, Paul Morrow. I have stood in many of those lines outside of funeral homes to honor fallen police officers killed in the line of duty. What was the mood there?
Well, it was obviously very somber. You know, we all feel like we've been to too many of these. But let me just emphasize what Bruce Blakeman just said. Everybody was very appreciative of President Trump's attendance, and they were also very appreciative of Bruce Blakeman's attendance. It means a lot to police who these days don't really feel like they're part of a system that supports them, that appreciates them. And, you know, when the chips are down, you learn who your friends are. And I have to say that the Sergeants Union got this exactly right. I don't think people quite realize how antithetical to the mission of the police the actions of the New York City Council and the New York State Legislature, who gets a pass. It's all the way up in Albany. But if anything, they do more damage to the mission of the men and women in blue. The City Council has recently passed upwards of 10 new measures that their new tactic is to bury the police in bureaucracy and paperwork. It's very cognizantly done. They know that a lot of this stuff can't even be met by the police because of personnel reasons. They just don't have enough bodies. They know what they're doing, and they're doing it cognizantly.
And you see that the police department, they welcome President Trump with open arms. Now, Shannon, when they sent out the memo to all of the city council not to show up to the funeral, did Governor Hochul not get the memo?
I don't know. Apparently it came from the union.
It came from the union.
Yeah.
Telling them not to show up.
Yeah.
But she, out of all of them, she did show up. I guess she wasn't like, well, I'm going to show up, because I guess in her mind, she thinks that she has nothing to do with it.
Well, I mean, probably.
It's not her fault.
Probably. But that just shows her arrogance, right? She's like, somebody needs to go.
Right. So
right.
This is Governor Hochul showing up to the wake. And I want y'all to look how the police officers react to her. Now, they're not going to do anything, but one of them is having words with her. And I would love to have been there to hear what he had to say to her. And of course, you know, the cameras are right here. Thank you to Fox Digital for sharing this. And so I think I've seen the guy that she's talking to right there before. It just seemed like I have, but I wonder what he is saying to her, because she wasn't even there for 10 minutes. Not even 10 minutes.
She didn't even get in the door.
Yeah. As soon as she got out the vehicle, started walking up, and they approached her. And see, I think he's telling her
that nobody wants you here.
You're not welcome. I'm going to paraphrase it here, okay? I'm going to paraphrase it. You're not welcome. We have a dead police officer in here because of your policies, because of your Democrat policies. You've done nothing to prevent the crime that we have in this city. You're allowing all of the illegals to come into this city. You're overwhelming the police department with all the criminal activity. The police department goes out and do their jobs, and they can't even stop the criminals because of your policies. You are not welcome here. You showing up here is an absolute disgrace. You're slapping the family in the face because the guy, the criminal that did this to Dillard, that's his name, right? Diller. The criminal was arrested 21 times because you, Letitia James, Alvin Braggs, and the rest of your Democrat party, none of you want to stop the criminals, is the reason why this is happening. I mean, I'm guessing that's what he's saying. I'm paraphrasing here because look at him. He's like kind of like going off on her. Like you are not, I mean, like right there at the very end, it really looked like he's just letting her have it. You are not welcome here.
Yeah, because it kind of points back that way. Like,
get in your vehicle and get out of here. And, you know, in New York, they use a lot of enhanced language. So watch. Then he walks away from her. Get out. You're not welcome. Man, I wish I could have a microphone on there during that time. It's too bad no one was right there to record it. So then she just gets in her vehicles, and they all pull and they pull away. I'm just kind of curious. What do y'all think? What do y'all think? Do you think that he let her have it? I sure hope so. Someone needs to let him have it. But you know what? Is it going to be enough? Remember the police officers, they turned their backs on the last two, governor and mayor. They were all out in the street. I'll never forget. I'm like, wow, they turned their backs on them, but they still turn around and what, another Democrat? Another one. Why? You know what? Because of what the Democrats have done to this country, not a single Democrat, for anyone who loves freedom, anyone who wants to have a great country, they should never, ever, or let me add this to it. Anyone who wants to protect and defend the most innocent of us all, life, anyone who doesn't want fentanyl coming across the border, anyone who doesn't want sex trafficking happening across our border, anyone who wants us to be out of World War III, doesn't want to go into it at all, anyone who wants lower gas prices, anyone who wants lower food prices, anybody that wants any of those things should never, ever vote for a Democrat. No Democrat should win any position in this country. Because the Democrats are the one that's causing all of the disruption. And for the life of me, I can't understand why people can't get it in their heads that that's what's happening. It's the Democrat Party. And they all act like it's just, you know, but you know what it is? The Democrats, they are America last. I've said it so many times. They are a truly America last. They don't care about this country. They don't care about you. They don't care about our children. They don't care about our families. They do care about the illegals coming into the country and taking over. That's what they do care about. But the rest of us, you're SOL.
Look, we had four presidents in New York City today. Three of them were here for a political reason. Three of them were here to raise money. Three of them were here to make sure that the fourth president didn't become president again. And one president alone, was here to pay respect to a fallen police officer who should never have died in the line of duty. Now, you see that front line in front of that funeral home? I've been in that line many times. And what you have are the law enforcement community who know who supports them. They know who doesn't support them. And today, when Joe Biden landed at 1:30, he could have gone to that wake. He did a podcast with some celebrity. That's more important to him.
Wow, I didn't know that. So Joe Biden showed up in New York and went did a podcast instead of going to the wake. Did you know that, Shannon?
Doesn't surprise me.
He did a podcast. What was it? The Breakfast Club again? You Ain't Black? Is that where he went? He went to the Breakfast Club for Joe Biden to tell him if you have to decide whether to vote for me or Trump, you ain't black. Is that where he went? I mean, come on.
Raising money is more important. Joe Biden is about America last. Donald Trump is about America first. Joe Biden is about opening the border and sanctuary cities and recidivist crimes. Donald Trump is about law and order and supporting the police.
And now you have the left. They've been coming out here lately trying to convince everybody that President Trump is not for the police department. Republicans are not for the police department. They're trying to make it look like that it's only the Democrats that support it, when the Democrats are the ones who's been screaming about defunding the police department. They want to reduce the police department. Instead of them saying defund it, now they're saying reduce it. Or they want to bring in social workers to show up instead of police department showing up at the door of somebody acting crazy. Police officers are getting shot left and right. So what do you think is going to happen to the social workers when they show up to a crazy call? Some places, was it like Pennsylvania? Now they don't even have police officers on certain days. So the crime is going to go through the roof, because the criminals can be like, wow, we can go and do whatever we want. Because you know they're going to test it. You know they're going to test it. Let me share something else with you, because I don't think, I'm praying that this never happens on X again. I'm pretty sure it has happened, but I'm also praying that it never happens on Rumble. You know, Big Brother, they're looking at all of us. Is there anybody watching right now that think that the federal government is not spying on the American people? They shouldn't be doing it, right? They shouldn't be doing it. We're supposed to be able to have privacies from the federal government. But I believe that the federal government is monitoring us. The federal government is watching us. They're gathering our data for what's to come. Back in 2023, I think it was, I guess, back in January or so. Well, in 2023, the federal government apparently went to Google and was asking them about certain people. They wanted to know people watching certain videos on YouTube. If it was just a video that they uploaded or if it was a video that was live, they wanted to know. And you know, the first thing when I heard about this, there was this, I haven't seen him in a while. Maybe they took him down, but there was a YouTube channel called X22. Y'all know what I'm talking about? It was leaned towards, a lot of people said leaned towards the QAnon stuff. I never really did get into the QAnon stuff, but a lot of people were saying that it was called X22. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? Are they still on YouTube? Because I haven't seen them in a while. And that made me, I didn't even think about it. But now all of a sudden, it made me think about it when I saw this. Listen to this. This is the federal government's been doing. Now, the federal government said that they not spying on the American people. They're not looking at what you're paying. They're not paying attention to what you're looking at on social media. But they lied. Remember, they created that whole disinformation board that go out and combat disinformation. Well, not only that, they were going out there talking to Apple, talking to YouTube, talking to Facebook. Gathering data on you and I. Listen to this.
Ordered Google to hand over the names, addresses, telephone numbers, and user activity of those who watch certain YouTube videos. The feds were trying to track down a criminal and were apparently tracking you in the process. The senior national correspondent Kevin Cork is live in D.C. with the big news about Big Brother. Kevin, good evening.
Evening, Trace. According to Forbes, the government asking Google to give up names, addresses, phone numbers, and user activity of all account users who accessed certain YouTube videos back in January of 2023, as you mentioned, as part of a larger criminal investigation. Now, in another instance, police also asked Google to provide a list of accounts that viewed and or interacted with YouTube live streams that could lead to information, again, on what they claim was a police search. Privacy experts tell Fox Business Tonight, this discovery is absolutely terrifying, saying it allows the police to target people for simply consuming content. Quote, it's unconstitutional, it's terrifying, and it's happening every day. These YouTube warrants are just as chilling, allowing police to target people simply for the content they consume. No one should fear a knock at the door from police simply because of what YouTube's algorithm.
Let me stop it really quick. There's been videos popping up of people putting stuff on Facebook. I played one last night. There's another video that just popped up. I should have got it, where this lady, FBI showed up to someone's house because of what they put on X. So the FBI has already started showing up. And the first time I saw that happening, it was in Canada. They had the law show up in Canada. And it was also happening in Australia, because you put something on social media, the law will show up at your door wanting to ask you questions. Here in Canada, I kind of understand why they would do that, because they don't have the same freedoms we do here in America. Same thing in Australia. I can understand why they would show up in Australia, because they don't have the same freedoms that we do here in America. So I can understand it happening there, because they're like borderline Nazi Gestapo. But when it starts happening here in the United States of America, it's already gone, because they're already doing it. People recording and people posting it. I'm surprised they didn't go after the people, or maybe they did, saying you actually posted a federal agent's face picture on social media. Why are they showing up at the doors in the first place? Because you're saying something that they don't like. Is that like Nazi Germany? What in the world is happening?
Serves up. Now, the discovery also comes as Meta is said to be changing its algorithm to restrict Instagram users' access to political information. And, of course, as an upcoming Supreme Court ruling could set new standards for free speech. And while it's still unclear tonight if Google gave authorities the requested information, the company tells Fox Business this evening, quote, we have a rigorous process designed to protect the privacy and constitutional rights of our users.
You know what? That's a lie. That is a state. That lie from Google is a straight up bald faced lie. Because if they say that they're wanting to protect the privacy and the constitutional rights of users, they wouldn't have been banning people for talking about the COVID virus. They wouldn't have been banning people left and right about when people were talking about the vaccine. So that is a lie from Google. Google is lying. Does anybody believe the statement from Google? I most definitely don't. They removed my channel on Google. I had 100-something thousand plus subscribers on my channel, and they removed it because I simply shared a video with CNN was talking about the virus, the vaccine.
It goes on. We examine each demand for legal validity consistent with developing case law, and we routinely push back against overbroad or otherwise inappropriate demands for user data, including objecting to some demands entirely. Now, the DOJ tonight has yet to respond to our request for comment. It is a huge story, a bombshell, some would say, Trace, one that will obviously garner further examination.
The question is how far is it going to go? Because, you know, Google has deep, deep, deep pockets. Man, we'll just spend some money here, spend some money there, get like Elizabeth Warren to get on our side to jump on this, and we'll just make it all go away. And that's probably what's going to end up happening. I don't think Mike Johnson's jumped on this. Mike Johnson should have been all over it. As soon as this report came out, he should have been all over it. But Mike Johnson's been like kind of quiet here lately. Probably because he gave Chuck Schumer the deal of the century. Screwed all of us. Maybe, you know what's really interesting too, Shannon? I just thought about this. And maybe y'all can leave me a comment. Let me know if I'm off the mark here. before Mike Johnson brought that bill to the floor. I know that the FBI kicked down the doors of other conservatives and Christians before that, but did they go to people's homes because of comments that they were putting on social media? Because these two videos that have gone viral that I've seen, that didn't happen until after this bill was pushed through. So what, because the Republicans said they didn't have time to read what's in the bill. So if it was in the bill for the feds to go door to door and ask people about the content that they were putting on social media, how do we know that wasn't in there? How do we know that wasn't in there? Y'all understand what I'm asking you? Mike Johnson brought that stinking bill to the floor from Chuck Schumer and the Democrats. You remember, everyone was upset about it. The last bill that went to the floor. The last bill that went to the floor. What's the last bill that went to the floor?
The spending bill?
Yeah. They wanted 72 hours, but they had less than 24 hours of reading. And then there was another bill.
But that was all about spending.
No, that say was all about spending, but they had all the wokeism. They had money in there for teaching kids how to be transgender. Wasn't about spending. That had nothing to do with spending. What else was in that bill?
Well, I mean,
my point is, yeah. Is there something else that was in that bill that they're not telling anybody? Because now all of a sudden the feds are showing up to people's doors because of what they're putting on social media.
Yeah, you think that's new? Jeremy Harrell got somebody to his door. I mean, people have had people at their door.
Because of social media? Because of what he put it on social media. See, I mean, I'm not saying that they didn't do it before now. I'm just questioning. I'm questioning because it's like all of a sudden we're getting multiple videos now. They showed up because of J6. We know why they showed up for that, because they wanted political prisoners. They want to shut up anyone who's not on their side. But the feds showing up because you post something on social media, you know, free speech does come into play. Now, if you're on there telling people to go harm somebody, that's a completely different story. If you're inciting something, that's a completely different story. But if you go on there and say F Joe Biden, why would they show up at your door for that reason?
Yeah.
Because you don't care for someone, why would they show up at your door? You should be able to say what you want to say.
Free speech, I think they're desperate.
Still does exist.
I don't think it's because of someone's bill. I think it's just part of what they are doing in business because they're scared that Biden is losing ground. And one group of people that specifically are rallying against him are the pro-Palestinian people. So I think he's just arming his army, basically, against the American people. That's what I think.
The FBI is a direct army
for them? Of course they are. I mean, they get orders from, you know, Biden. Biden will go to Christopher Wray and say, you know, what are we going to do? I mean, who knows who's saying what? I don't even. Obama somehow is getting involved.
Let me be clear about something.
Too.
I'm going to be honest. I'm say I'm just speculating here because
We're both speculating.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because who's to say that they wouldn't put it in there?
Right. I mean, I just feel because it's an election year that's one group that's high. I mean, look at last night when they were at the fundraiser. I mean, the huge pro-Palestine group was out there causing problems. They actually got fights with police officers.
Yeah, they're out there protesting against Joe Biden, but they don't even care because they know that they're protesting right now. But come November, all of those people are going to vote for Joe.
I mean, yeah, we've had that discussion.
I mean, they act like we don't see it. And we're not going to be on their side.
And by the way, today, Biden just sent more ammunition to Israel. So this guy's talking out both sides of his mouth. He doesn't know where to go. He doesn't know what to do. You know, he felt in his zone last night because he was, you know, had two-term presidents that had good, decent records. His was probably the worst one of all, supporting him. He had stars in them glorifying him. Right. With his all three of them have this narcissistic, attitude. It's so, especially Obama. Obama's the worst one. He loves
so does Bill Clinton.
But even when you're looking at this, Bill Clinton's kind of an old, he seems like just an old man now. He's just like, yeah, I'm here. I had to get out of bed.
Can you make it bigger? Zoom in on that page.
Oh, you're looking at it? Yeah.
No, I just put it up on the screen.
Oh, okay.
Make it big and bring it up. So is this the video when they come from up underneath the floor?
Look it.
So they're, look at that. And they're all cheering, clapping. I mean, my goodness, people.
Yeah.
Oh, look, we're stars. We're stars. Wow. There's a wake going on. They're doing
this.
See,
like Clinton's just kind of hanging out there, but Obama, man, he loves it. He loves it. Look at him. He's like, yeah. Love me. Love me.
Worship me. Worship me. So there are all these people there worshiping them. And listen to what they say here on the Communist News Network about President Trump. These people are angry. They're angry because you and I are still supporting President Trump. Listen, just watch. It's a short clip. It's not that long. It's not that long. Less than a minute. Watch this.
I can't go a day without thinking about what he's done to this country because he's such a little baby.
I mean, he's talking about Trump. He's calling Trump a little baby.
I mean, that's all Trump he can say.
Trump, you know what?
He calls
I'm just going to be straight up with you.
Names.
President Trump made it better for people like me in the country. Trump made it better, not the Democrats. The Democrats haven't done anything that helped people like me. If you want to make, and it has nothing to do with my color. It's just because of the way I am, because I'm a Christian, because I'm an American. I love this country. I love people. President Trump, when he was in office, it was better for people like me. That's not a millionaire. Made it better for people like me. People like you. President Trump made it better for people like you. And he's calling Trump a baby. I mean, and he kind of looks like Baby Huey to me. I mean, look at him.
I mean, you could tell how angry.
He's angry. I mean, he's just, look at his eyes, straight up dark, black. Listen to him.
That he's thrown 250 years of democracy out the window by not accepting the results of an election. I mean, it's so crazy. He's such a sociopath. He's so insane. He just couldn't admit to losing. And we know he lost. He knows he lost. And look how he's fooled everybody. He's convinced all these people that he didn't lose. He's such a sick man. He's so sick. Anyway, no, it hasn't impacted me at all.
I didn't even know that's who he was interviewing with. Look at that. Who's that? Chris Wallace. He used to be on Fox News. Now he's on the Communist News Network hating on President Trump. I mean, just, dude, these people.
I like how they get up there and they don't say anything about the policies they hated
about
Trump.
Nothing about Joe Biden.
They just go, he's a baby. He's a sociopath. He's a baby. He's a baby.
Yeah, sound like little tyrant children.
Don't they?
Yeah, here's another one. Here's another one. This is one of the guys that was a Capitol police officer on that day on January the 6th. Now, it's already been established that President Trump did not call for an insurrection. President Trump didn't tell anyone to be violent. President Trump told everyone, be peaceful, go home, be peaceful, respect law and order. It's already been established. There was never, ever a time when President Trump said otherwise. But going on MSSCD, listen to what's said here.
So you are out there every day, nearly every day, outside the Capitol. Yeah. You see what happens. You see the vitriol. Do you fear that this could happen again?
Yeah, because Donald Trump doesn't think he did anything wrong.
He didn't do anything wrong. Are there any trolls on here watching right now? What did President Trump do wrong? He didn't do anything wrong.
There have been, you know, thousands of arrests and hundreds of convictions. And maybe those people have learned their lesson. But when you have arguably the most powerful individual on the earth emboldening people to do what happened on January 6th, then yes, you fear that it will happen again.
What did President Trump embolden people to do on January the 6th when he was telling people to be peaceful? He was telling people to respect law and order. this dude is just another one of those demonic, hateful people that want to say something about President Trump because he's on MSSCD. He's on here on MSSCD. They're probably paying him to be on there. And he's on there lying, blatantly lying about President Trump, knowing good and well President Trump didn't ask anyone or tell anyone to be violent. Not at all. Which brings me to this one here. The guy that's all the way on the other side, Michael Steele, he used to be, at one point, he's a former RNC chairman. He's, if I'm not mistaken, he was the first Republican black RNC chairman, right? First one, before the Democrats ever had one. I think the Democrats just got one here recently. But he's the first one. But then he jumps on the ship of the Democrat Party, completely forgot about who, where he came from, what his roots are. The Republican Party and the Democrat Party, there was never a switch. The Democrat Party, all they did was figure out how to get black people like this to try to draw black people back in. These are the same type of people that they used during the time of slavery. It was black people that went out and retrieved the black people that escaped from the Democrat plantation. But listen to what he says here. I'm just kind of curious. All of the people that watch this, who is it going to change their mind about how they feel about President Trump? Because everyone who watches this crap religiously, they're not going to change their mind about President Trump. They're going to just hate President Trump because they're being told to. But people like you, the only reason why I share this with you so that you would know what these evil people are doing, what these evil people are thinking, what they're talking about. A well-informed voter never votes for a Democrat. Remember that.
And so when he's back in that office, you need to understand what a man says he wants to be a dictator, what that means for your freedoms. So, yeah, you can disagree with Joe Biden on Gaza. You can be pissed because he didn't get the, this or that.
Let me stop it really quick. You see how he brought up you can be upset with Joe Biden because on Gaza? You see that? That's just a clear indication that, yeah, they're protesting right now against Joe Biden because of Gaza. But at the end of the day, come November, these stupid people that are out there protesting right now, because they don't want Israel to be able to defend themselves, they're going to end up voting for stupid Joe at the end of the day. They're just out there doing right now. The only thing that they're doing right now is trying to put pressure on Joe to give them what they want.
I think it's hilarious that at the bottom it says history making gathering of the President's Club.
Wow.
Right.
I just, yeah.
Kind of like, you know, this is the club. Trump's not in the club. You know.
He's actually not in the
club. He's not.
That's the reason, and that's part of the reason why they hate him.
Right.
That's why we like him, and that's why they hate him.
Policy through. But you'll be able to gather in Lafayette Square at Radio City Music Hall in 2025, 26, 27 and protest that. That is not a guarantee from the man who says he wants to be a dictator. And
really?
Come
really?
On, this gets so old.
Really?
It gets so old.
I mean, again, what rights, what freedoms is President Trump going to take away from you? If anything, you'll get more freedoms because freedom of speech used to be a thing that was free for the American people. You know, that little thing called the Constitution. It used to be free, but they want to take that away. But yet they turn around and say that President Trump is being a dictator when their whole thing is to take your right away from even saying anything. What a bunch of hypocrites.
You need to really process that and get over, you know, whatever's ailing you right now, because I'm telling you, I'd rather be able to protest under Joe Biden than to be worried about someone knocking on my door and pulling me out of my house.
Oh, really? Like the feds were doing, conservatives and Christians?
Only
is that what he's referring to? Because that happened under who?
Democrats.
That happened under the Democrats. President Trump wasn't doing that.
Nope.
I bet you if President Trump was in office and they did such a thing,
he would stop it real quick.
Oh, my goodness. President Trump would get into them.
He sure would.
And see, this is what they're afraid of. They don't want President Trump coming back and putting all of that to an end. They shouldn't be doing it in the first place. But he's sitting there. This is what I'm constantly saying. Look what's happening. You see what the Democrats are doing over here on the left. You see them doing it over here on the left, your left, right? You see them doing it over here. But then they go point and say, oh, but look, they're the ones wanting to pull people out of their homes over there. And the reason why stupid people that watch this religiously believe it, because they see the left doing it over here. So they believe President Trump is going to do it because they already see it happening.
That's to me because I am protesting a policy under Donald Trump.
Or being shot, which is what Donald Trump loves to say. It's one of his favorite phrases. He said he would people who are doing protests like the one outside of this building
creating
to be shot.
Concentration camps in Texas. Yeah.
That's what he said. And you, when somebody tells you who they are, you should believe it's him the first time.
Oh my goodness, you can't make it up. You can't make it up.
I mean, these people have no sense of humor. They don't even know when somebody's doing sarcasm or when somebody's joking.
Oh, when Trump
right?
says it, you need to believe it.
Right.
But like, wait a minute. They're saying when Trump says it, you need to believe it. But aren't they constantly saying that Trump is lying? Aren't they the ones constantly saying that?
Give him a break.
But now when he says it, you need to believe it. Now when he says it, you need to believe it. But any other time, unless they tell you what you need to believe,
I mean,
what Trump says. Other than that, you need to believe that.
Well, he said he wasn't wanting to be a dictator for a day. He's really kind of mocking them because they're always saying, oh, he's going to be a dictator. Oh, he's going to be a dictator.
I get that.
And
you
so he's
get
like,
that.
Oh, I'm going to be a dictator
the
for a day.
The rest of the world gets that.
These idiots,
they know exactly what he was doing, but they were like, oh, let's use this against him to convince the stupid people
because
that watch us
else.
To believe it.
Because we don't have anything else.
Because they don't have nothing else.
We don't have the economy. We don't have security. We don't have the border.
No.
We don't have, a list of. It's just.
Yeah, we don't have any. They don't have any of that to try to go against President Trump.
The top concerns of the American people.
That's why they bring up abortion. Oh, see, because of President Trump, he put these Supreme Court justices in there and taking your rights away to murder, to butcher, to cut up body parts of that child in the womb. He's taking that right away from you. Talking about an idiot. This is her on TikTok. Now, we talked about this yesterday, DEI. You remember because of the whole boat issue that took place in Baltimore?
We talked
about DEI. Everyone's been talking about it. DEI, DEI, DEI. Who created DEI?
Democrats.
Who created that?
Democrats.
What does it mean? Diversity, inclusion. No, diversity, equity,
inclusion. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Who created that?
Democrats.
The Democrats created that.
And now that it's turning on them,
they created
like, oh,
it.
Stop using that term.
Yeah.
Stop
yeah.
using the term that we created. Stop
yeah,
it.
Yeah, now they don't want you to say DEI. Diversion, or diversion, equity, inclusion. Right? Right? They don't want you to use it. They don't want you to say it. Yeah, I did say diversion, didn't I? Diversity. Diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Say it really fast five
times. Right. DEI, DEI, DEI.
Okay,
wait, here we go. DEI didn't earn it. There it is.
There you go.
There it is. I cleared it up.
Okay.
Listen to what she says. Now, they created it because she was the main one talking about black people not getting this and black people not getting that.
Y'all think we don't know what you mean when you say DEI?
Wait a minute. You think we don't know what you mean when y'all say DEI? I mean, you made it up. Y'all Democrats made it up. See, this is how stupid they are.
We know what you mean.
What do we mean? What do we mean?
Is she talking about because she's wearing a cap?
No, she's trying to say you're calling the N-word.
Oh.
That's what she's alluding
to. See, I
don't
even know what
she's
talking about.
Yeah, that's what she's talking about. You're the N-word. Watch.
We know what you mean.
Ha, ha, ha. Something's wrong with her. Something's wrong with her. She's on here saying, when you say DEI, we know what you mean. What? You made it up. And when it comes down to, you didn't earn it. Didn't earn it. And now they don't want you to say that because it actually is true. Didn't earn it. Did not earn it. Something's really wrong with her. Something's wrong with all of them, actually. Something's absolutely wrong with all of them. Look at this. Here's another example of something being wrong with these people. What does this picture make you think of, Shannon?
DEI. Did I get it right?
DEI. DEI. Right? This is St. Louis.
I think I see one white woman behind that guy on the right. That's it.
It could just be her hair. She could be. She could have the wig on like George Reed too.
Could be, yeah. Or just the light.
But anyways, this is St. Louis. This is has to do with the mayor of St. Louis, and you know what they're talking about?
Crime.
They're talking about the crime. The crime in St. Louis is pretty high as well. Listen, watch this. Watch this. And this is like extremely DEI. They're only there, didn't earn it. They're only there because they're black. Even though the population could be high in St. Louis, because there's a lot of black people in St. Louis. But hey, I'm like, well, we don't have anybody else. So let's just put these people in there. Right? Watch this.
Leaders from Jackson, Mississippi, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Durham, St. Louis, and more meeting Wednesday and Thursday to talk crime and solutions. St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones says she's taking back strategies used in Atlanta for nightclub owners and eyeing ways to reduce crimes around convenience stores.
Okay, so now they want to work on crime, which sounds like a good thing, right? They want to work on crime and decrease the crime in the city to crime prevention. I think everyone would be on board with that, right? Right, you would be on board with that. I would be on board. I think everyone watching would be on board with them reducing crime. Doesn't sound bad, right? You're on board.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Watch.
Let's go.
We have a lot of violence around convenience stores and gas stations. So how can we hold those business owners accountable?
Huh? Wait, what?
Wow.
Hold them accountable?
They want to hold the business owners accountable for the crime that's taking place. You know what you need to do if you're in St. Louis and your business? Get out. Get out of pack your business up and get out. That's what you do. Stop giving them the tax dollars. Stop allowing people to have the conveniency of the store to come in there and shop. Get out because they're not doing it. The crime is through the roof. They're saying it because of you. Listen to this. That's what I said. This is like a setup, right? It's like, oh, everyone's against the crime. Okay, there's like everyone against the crime, right? It's like, oh, yeah, great, great. We're all for that. Watch.
We have a lot of violence around convenience stores and gas stations. So how can we hold those business owners accountable and also bring down crime? And then some of the things that we're already doing, we're finding that other mayors are doing as well.
Discussions with the Council on Criminal Justice and chats between leaders were closed to the public and media.
When I first heard, I said, you know what? I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. Again, if you're a business owner and you're in St. Louis, you got a convenience store, you're whatever it is, whatever that store is, get out of St. Louis.
Now, how dare you have a business that's convenient for people to steal, I guess, is the problem.
Yeah, you're making it easy for them to steal. How dare you do such a thing? How dare you make it easy for these people to rob and steal? So, again, I'm telling everybody right now, you need to get out of St. Louis. Get your business out of St. Louis. Get it out of New York. Get Baltimore. It out of San Francisco. Get it out of Baltimore. Get out of Detroit. Get out of Chicago. There are, you know what? Get out of D.C. The interesting thing is there's a lot of businesses already doing it. And I forget where it was at. I think it was Washington. Washington State, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember exactly where. Even in San Francisco, California, it was Walgreens. Walgreens shut the door. They were moving out. No, wait a minute. It was in
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, they did. There's a whole area.
I think it's multiple locations throughout the country where these businesses were closing the doors because of all of the crime that was taking place. Yeah. And
The
local officials came out and said that it's racist because they're closing down these stores. One of them was a KFC. How dare you close this chicken down?
What's her name from Congress? The bald one.
Presley.
Presley. She was there saying that these people, these stores are taking away medical, you know, needs and stuff of the area, and it's wrong for them to be leaving. And I'm like, well, then why don't you hold the people accountable if they keep coming back and robbing and stealing from them so they can stay?
They don't want to hold them accountable.
No, they just want Walgreens to swallow the loss and stay there.
Yeah.
We don't, it's not about your business, basically, she said.
No,
you're there to do a service, is what she was saying.
She called it racist if they were moving out.
Yeah. And I'm like, what do you, it's a business.
And guess what?
These people.
Some of them were black owned businesses. But it's racist still for them to move out.
Yeah, it's sad.
Because they're trying to make money.
Yeah, sad. Sad what our country's become. And, you know, I don't even know. I mean, gosh, November seems so far away, Will.
It really does. Was it like just over 7 months now?
I mean, I just sit there and I think every single week we report on just more nonsense and more nonsense and more nonsense.
Well, let me report on something that's really good. This is something that I've been taking and, you know, a small businessman, entrepreneur, trying to make it, trying to live the American dream, but they're making it really difficult for people like me. They don't want me to be successful. They're trying their darnest to kill me, to crush me. So I have this Pamper with Grace is a sponsor of mine, and I wait till the end to share this with everybody. Maybe sometimes I should share it in the beginning, but I want to share this with you because this is something that I've been doing that I've been really seeing a real difference on. So let me just share this short video with you on this.
As a practitioner with a very large practice, at the very end of the day, I tended to be a little bit worn out. I wasn't covering from taking care of patients. In January, before we pre-launched the company, I was one of the very first people to get the 15-day samples. And right away, I was connected to the Bella Grace Collagen Elixir. Just an overall feeling of wellness, but also a little more energy. I recovered in my workouts, sleeping just more soundly, and then waking up the next day ready to take it on. For me, it was the power of three: the cat's claw, the astaxanthin, and of course, the best, most studied Verisol collagen on the market today.
I like it. And the reason why I'm talking about it, even promoting it, because I've seen a difference with me and it's working with me, or I wouldn't be talking about it. Last night I was talking about this PamperWithGrace.com, and one person made a comment and they said, I don't like it. I hate it when they start promoting a product. If they're watching Fox News, they don't have issues with they seeing the commercial coming on. Right. And I know it's not necessarily bothering me. It's just the point that here it is. An American trying to work, not sitting out, not out in the streets committing crimes, trying to work, promoting something that's really good, and they're getting mad at me. They're getting mad at me. What in the world? If it was anybody, it's like, I'm pretty sure if you're watching CNN, it's probably somebody watching CNN. If it's a Pfizer commercial, they don't complain about that. They're probably like, oh, let me go find the closest location so I can get a booster. They don't say nothing about that, but when I do something like this and sharing something that's really good, that's been working for me, I've been stressed out because of what Facebook is doing to me. My Facebook page is still compromised. Facebook won't even help me. And I've been asking people to support me with that. And I've been having issues sleeping at night, but this has been helping me sleep through the night. The issue's happening still with Facebook, and it still bothers me. I mean, rightfully so, it's bothering me. You know, I'm trusting in the Lord. I'm trusting in God that he's going to pull me through this and he's going to make it better on the other end of this. I'm just not seeing it yet. And that's most of the time, that's how it happens. You know, you go through struggles and at the other end of it, you just become a different person, sticking and trusting and having faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to give it up, even though they're doing this to me. That's why I've been asking people to support me. And one of the things you can do is go to my website or go to PamperWithGrace.com, do the subscription. You get one of these boxes, and it's cheaper if you do the subscription, and you can cancel within 30 days. Me personally, I saw results in less than 30 days. I saw results within 10 days. I saw results. My hair started growing back. That was really amazing to me because, like I told people before, I was going to cut my hair off. I like my dreadlocks. I've had my dreadlocks for over 20 years now, and I was at the point where I was going to cut them off because my hair started getting thin. And what's happening, all the stress and everything going on, and I look at all this crazy stuff every day. You see, I got the gray going on. But my hair started growing back, and I'm like, okay. It's like I almost can't live without it. Now, Shannon's story is even more impactful than mine, especially for the ladies. You go to PamperWithGrace.com and you're helping me. You're You're helping me continue to bring broadcast. And at the same time, you're going to get something that's going to be beneficial to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Azizan thing, which he was talking about, actually helps balance your women's hormones. It's helped with hormonal acne. It's helped with brain fog. It's helped with skin issues. For me, it stopped my hot flashes, which was amazing to me because I tried many things that, you know, people, you know, you go online and you go, how can you naturally stop hot flashes? And some of the stuff I was trying wasn't working. I took this within 6 days, didn't have any hot flashes. And in the past 3 weeks, I haven't had one. It's been amazing for me. But Will, you know, just like he was saying, you know, workout recovery, good night's sleep. This basically heals you from the inside out. It helps you with having healthy skin, but there's also an overall health and wellness that comes with this, which includes, you know, it helps improve your eyesight. Some people, it also helps fight against glaucoma. It's improved immunity, stress, less fatigue, muscle recovery, mental clarity. There's even been studies, which I talked about last week, where it's helped men who were having fertility issues actually remedy their fertility issues. And so it's crazy. This has such a wide range of great impacts on people's health. So that's why we want people to take it. We want you to take the 30-day challenge, right? And when you take the 30-day challenge, guess what? There's a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you take it and it's not working for you, you can return it. But I guarantee within a couple of weeks, just like this guy testified, just like we testified, things are happening before the 30 days is even up. You're going to want it. You're not going to live without it. I don't want to live without it.
Yeah. I've come to the point to where every single night I take a packet and I put it in the refrigerator. So it's just cool. You can do it without putting it in the refrigerator. I just like the coolness of it. And some of them want you to do, you know, they say if you really want to get a kickstart on it, you take two a day. But for me, I've been taking one a day and I saw something really, really, I saw quick results within, like I said, 2 weeks. I'm seeing results. And it's like now I'm like, I can't live without it almost. That's what, again, if you're going to do it, do the subscription. You're blessing me. You're getting something yourself that's really good. You're blessing yourself at the same time. Just consider it.
And also you can go if you want to help Will through our financial woes. Because of Facebook, it wasn't income, unfortunately. You can go to uniteamericafirst.com/donate. It'll take you to this webpage where it says become a monthly supporter. And also there are many different ways that you can support us while we try to navigate this difficulty with trying to come up with new income avenues.
And at the same time, if you are on Facebook still, please copy the link to this and post it on Facebook and say, hey, you can find Will Johnson here. You can find me
here. Yeah, we've sent out newsletters. We've tried to email or respond to every single person that's emailed us from Facebook. But it's hard to reach everybody and let everybody know.
It really is.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, that is it for me. Thank you so much again.
Happy Easter.
Yep, happy Easter. We'll see you on Monday. Have a blessed weekend,
everybody. God bless all of you.
Stay safe out there. Don't forget, uniteamericafirst.com. UniteAmericaFirst.com.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short. and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C. Astareal astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.